You're listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A bit of good news when it comes to the Southern Illinois Symphony, the Southern Illinois Music Festival. Maestro Ed Benyus is in studio. We've talked a lot over the past several years about the interesting things that you bring with the Southern Illinois Music Festival, and one of those was an original piece, which has now won an award.
Right. This is the American Symphony by Lionel Semyatin. Semyatin was born in 1917, and we performed the symphony in 2015, so he was 98 years old. He first came to my attention. I was in my office, and I get a phone call. I said, hello. He said, hello, my name is Lionel Semyatin. I'm a composer from White Plains, New York. And just then, I had a computer guy who was coming into the office, and I needed to have him work on my computer, and I said, give me your number, and I'll call you back. I didn't even think I was going to call him back, because I get calls from composers all the time wanting their music to be performed. Well, after the computer guy came, I called him back, and I was just skeptical. And he said, I have maybe the only piece of music written on the World War II Normandy battlefield. Now he piqued my interest because I'm an interested in military history, and I said, "You're kidding me!" I said, "You were in Normandy, in the Battle of Normandy." He says, "Yes." I said, "What, did you go in there with manuscript paper and you're writing?" He says, "Yes, I did." And so I said, "Send it to me." So he sent it to me. And we then began a friendship and a correspondence telephone calls over the next couple of years. So that was in early 2014. We performed three of his pieces, actually, in the 2014 Music Festival. And he came here, and I interviewed him in the middle of the concert. He was 97 at that time. So he came, I think, with his daughter who helped him. And it was an incredible experience. So we played this music and it was the 70th anniversary of D-Day in 2014. So we played this composition and interviewed Lionel and found a couple other pieces that we could perform. So that was really a great experience. And then as he and I became friends and collaborators, he said, I have a symphony, a full four-movement symphony. It's called the American Symphony. And he said, only the first and third movements have been performed. And we began to talk. He said he started writing it in 1943 or 1944, and then he went off to war, and then he came back and he forgot about it. And then he finished it right before the bicentennial in 1976. So he got the first and the third movements. The symphony is a four movement composition, and it was only a manuscript score form. So we had to have one of our staff put the thing into a music notation program, which we did for the second and fourth movements, and then we performed it in the summer of 2015. And what's really poignant is that we talked about this upcoming performance. It was the first time, so his American Symphony, and it had never been performed in its entirety. So we're doing it at he's age 98 in the summer of 2015, and we performed it in June. And he was not able to make it out for the performance. I sent him a recording, and 2 months later he died. And he was listening to the symphony, his children told me, in the hospital on his deathbed.
And we find out a few years later that symphony has been nominated and eventually won third place in the American Prize National Competitions in the Performing Arts. It's the Bacon Award for American Music.
Right. That's the American Prize is given in several different categories recognizes conductors, composers. Ernst Bacon was an American composer. So this one is particularly for promulgating American music, and I thought this Semyatin symphony would really be the perfect thing for that. So it was really gratifying. They're a little bit behind in handing these awards out. I think we applied for the 2018-2019 season, so I just learned a couple of days ago that we received the award. So this honors Semyatin, and it honors the Southern Illinois Music Festival. And it's really great to have that kind of national recognition, because there are composers and conductors and orchestras and ensembles all over the country who are being recognized with this award. So I was really gratified that our Southern Illinois Music Festival could be competitive on that national stage.
As is the norm when we have you in to talk, Ed, we've run out of time before we run out of things to talk about. I know the music festival will be coming up again this year, so we look forward to talking to you later this spring about
that. Thank you, Jen. Thanks for promoting this event.
You're listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.